Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside. Get ready to believe that you can have it all. Time for yourself, the kids, your marriage, and your business. My name is Amy Wine. I am a Jesus-loving married mom, CEO, professional counselor, marriage therapist, peak performance business strategist, and believer in keeping it real. Real life, real relationships, real people. I help overwhelmed CEOs design a life they can't wait to wake up to each day. Each episode, I meet you right where you are with time-tested tools and strategies that you can find clarity on who you are and all the hats you wear and live your life authentically on purpose. This is real life, raw, sometimes ugly, other times wonderful and fun. And I cannot promise you that this work is easy, but I can tell you it is totally worth it. Are you ready? Let's get started. We are going to talk about something that's very important in marriage, and we're going to talk about important boundaries every marriage needs. Now, some of these may seem as if they're common sense, and really they are, but all too often, I find that these boundaries we're going to talk about today show up in marriage at one point or another. And if you know anything about me, you know that I am a football fan. I love football. So I don't know a whole lot about other sports. I mean, some baseball, some basketball, I can make do, but football, that's my jam. But think about this. If a player goes out of bounds or if the pass isn't considered good, right? You can't score a field goal unless the football goes directly through the uprights. Staying within the boundary lines is extremely important in order for the team to score or to even win the game. But have you ever thought about your marriage being like a football game? Probably not. But it really kind of is. So as a couple, we have to establish boundaries that protect the integrity of our marriage. It's vital we're on the same page when it comes to this. It's just like when we're parenting our children, we must present a united front of established boundaries to those around us, spoken and unspoken. And what do I mean by unspoken? Those are those looks you give each other, the body language that shows you're angry without saying it. There is so much nonverbal conversation going on between a couple, especially when you've been together for a while. You start to read each other's cues pretty well. But you have to have some boundaries with those as well. So let's talk about what healthy boundaries have to be in place to protect your marriage. Okay? In order to understand what is inbounds boundaries, right? What boundaries you should have, I think it's easier and better to talk about your out of bounds boundaries. So what should you avoid in your marriage? So here's some important boundaries you should avoid. Ignoring your spouse. Again, it seems common sense, maybe a no-brainer to most of us, but honestly, it happens all too often in a marriage. Some spouses do this as a way to punish their spouse when they don't get their way. Others ignore their spouse simply as a means to avoid talking about hard issues. They're just not comfortable with negative emotion. Whatever the motivation, we cannot avoid our spouse and shut them out of our life. When we do this, we break down the intimacy and leave ourselves and our spouse open to forming unhealthy habits, and the temptation to seek connection outside the marriage. Ignoring and stonewalling, as I like to call it, you're a stonewall, you can't penetrate this, are some of the top reasons that people ultimately seek comfort outside of a marriage and connection. You have to always be willing to talk to your spouse, regardless of whether you feel like it or not. You have to make eye contact and connect with them because we love and respect our spouse. But the more we do this, the happier and healthier our marriage is going to be. So it's kind of selfish when you think about it to withhold yourself from your spouse. Now, I get there's times of protection for self. That's taking a break. That's never not having the conversation. It's extremely damaging. All right, what is the next thing you have to avoid that's out of bounds for a marriage? Withholding sex from your spouse. Yeah, I said it, withholding sex from your spouse. It is an important part of marriage. It's an amazing way to connect to your spouse. It was made exclusively for marriage. Even so, some spouses use sex as a bargaining chip or punishment in their marriage, and this is extremely detrimental to the relationship. You cannot simply do it. You cannot stay connected. You cannot form an emotional connection. And I know there are health issues. We're not talking about that. Sometimes there are health issues, but I know there's a lot of people that have health issues that impact their sex life and they refuse to take care of them to make their sex life better. I'm talking about people with low testosterone. That's a natural thing. I'm talking about women that have some issues in their reproductive system. It's one thing to take action on those and still struggle. That's okay. But it's another to not take action on it. But if you're withholding sex for a negative reason, to punish or to get back at someone, out of bounds, out of the game. Okay, here's another obvious one to so many. But when I've counseled so many couples, this boundary line has been crossed one time too many, and it's physically hurting one another. You must never slap, hit, grab, push, pull, or any other physical harmful way. It is never warranted. It is never okay. It's physically abusive behavior. It goes down to throwing remote controls at people and hitting them. Physical abuse. I'm going to call it what it is. It's not a one-time thing. Maybe it's happened in your marriage. Certainly. But it is never okay. You should only exchange loving physical touch, not a forceful one. If you're experiencing physical abuse, please call. There's hotlines. Please call and get some help. Go to a shelter, go somewhere. You do not deserve to stay in that. Those physically abusive spouses' issue, not yours. Okay? Do you want to know exactly where you stand in all 10 areas of life, relationships, and business? It's time to take the free Thrive Life inventory, and you will receive a multi-page report showing you exactly where you need to grow and where your strengths are in your life, relationships, and business domains. You're even going to find helpful tools, strategies, and more based on your unique results. Go to thrivelifeinventory.com and get your scorecard delivered now. Speaking negatively about your husband or wife to other people. And I include family members in this. It is so harmful. It is out of bounds of your marriage. If you have a problem with each other, you've got to address that problem directly. Nothing as good is going to come from going to your friends and family about a problem you really need to take up with your spouse. That doesn't mean that we can't have people in our life that we can talk to about our marriage. We just need to be careful with the how we talk about our spouse and what we say about him or her to other people, especially family members. We must understand it is extremely hard for our flesh and blood to forget the negative things we've told them about our spouse. Our parents, our brothers, our sisters, cousins, aunts, uncles, they don't need to know every detail of your disagreements you have with your spouse. Why are they the first ones you pick up the phone to call? Talk to your spouse. Marriage is hard enough without the extended family drama, so we certainly don't need to add to the problem. You have to be mindful of your tone and your words. Besides, it is so wrong to talk badly about anyone, especially about our husband and wife. Instead, find something to brag about them on. Okay, here's another one that's out of bounds. Not just you talking negatively about your spouse, but how about allowing other people to speak negatively about your spouse? As a husband and wife, you should be the first to protect your reputations of each other. But many times, we're the problem instead of the solution. We should never allow our family, friends, or anyone for that matter to speak negatively about our spouse. If we witness this, we could put a stop to it by stating, "Don't talk about my husband or my wife that way." It's as simple as that. But if the person you're talking to doesn't stop, they won't listen to your boundary, then walk away. You set a precedent with your words and your actions. And your spouse is going to appreciate knowing you've got their back. All right, I got one more. Again, it seems common sense, but these things are out of bounds and I see them all too often. Keeping secrets from one another. Unless you're planning a surprise party, you don't have any business keeping a secret from your spouse. I keep it real. I am calling it out. If you are doing these things, you have to know they are out of bounds and you need to rethink your actions. But back to secret keeping. When we keep secrets of any kind from each other, we limit the amount of intimacy you can experience. You cannot be physically and emotionally connected if you're keeping secrets, right? Each secret is kind of like a brick or a stone in the wall between you, and it just keeps adding stone after stone after stone for every secret, and it's building a massive wall between the two of you. There should never be a barricade between a husband and wife. You must stay inside the boundary lines, and the wall of secrets is most certainly out of bounds. There should be no secret money, friends, texts, emails, letters, jobs, purchases, phone calls, phones, social media exchanges, social media accounts, health issues, trips, outings, lunches, dinners. You get it. All of those things I've heard that have been kept secrets. So my famous thing I like to say is, if you will not do it, read it, write it, say it, think it, act it without your spouse standing right next to you, that is a clue that it is not okay in your marriage. And as a husband and wife, you long to fully know and be known by one another. That longing is not going to be fulfilled if you're keeping secrets. All right, finally, one more for out of bounds. Speaking unkindly or shouting at one another. And I say this with all the love in the world because I used to be a self-professed angriest wife on earth. Shouting was the name of my game. You're always going to disagree, right? And shouting was nothing but destruction in my marriage and so many others. At some point, you're going to argue. It's good to go ahead and talk through a disagreement, then hold it inside and let it fester. That never works out. However, I want to be crystal clear on this. It is never okay to speak in a nasty tone, use harsh language, cuss at, scream at, shout at each other. You borderline become verbally abusive. If not verbally abusive, words can hurt you. It's hard to forget hateful things that are said to us. You do not have a license to give our spouse a tongue lashing. In fact, you made a promise to love your spouse through the good and the bad. Lashing out at one another is certainly not loving one another. You must always go with the best approach to a disagreement with our spouse as calmly and lovingly as possible. And here's what I want to say about this. And you know, you've heard my stories, angriest wife on earth. That was my problem. It was never anything that my husband did or didn't do, as much as I blamed him for that. It is never what your spouse is or isn't doing. You are in control of you. And if you're out of control, yelling, screaming, cussing, name-calling, angry, that's you. Anger is an out-of-control emotion, and it's within you. It's not anything that anybody else did to you. Okay, I know I was a little in your face today with these out-of-bounds problems in our marriage, but these have no place in a marriage, yet they're all too common. So think about them. Where are they showing up in your marriage? And if they're showing up with you, because ultimately you can only control you and not your spouse, you got to do a deep look and change it. You've got to get out of this cycle. And then you could start loving better than when you said, I do. And if you love this podcast, could you help me out? Help a girl out? It is so important in the podcast world that we have ratings and reviews. You can only do this through Apple Podcasts, though. So you could do it on your computer, you could do it on your phone. But could you go leave a rating and a review and help a girl out and help me grow the podcast? That would be fantastic, and I would love you for life. All right, until next time. All righty, that wraps up today's episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And while you're there, it would mean the world to me if you would take just a few seconds and leave me an honest rating and review. You can find all the links and information mentioned in this episode at www.amywine.com. Please share your episodes with your friends and don't forget to tag me on Instagram at AmyWineCO. Thanks for listening, and I will meet you here again next week. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business. And your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're gonna find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.